Al Barrow, and then Bruce Payne.
My name is Al Barrow, Coalition for Low-Income Housing and Citizens for Affordable and Safe Environment. Good afternoon or good morning. Thank Dr. Press for your service. I understand you're not going to be here too much longer. Is that correct? And we do appreciate it. You've added a lot, I think. And also Monica Lewinsky with the PCL, works for one of the oldest environmental organizations in the state. That's the Planning and Conservation League. They started the CEQA process. Just politeness. Going on to the, I really believe that the staff is heading in some good directions on this carrot and club approach. And the collaborative approach would probably be on the carrot side, where you give the discharger an opportunity, or the violator an opportunity, to work with you, first of all. And if that doesn't work, then you have to go to Plan B and those kinds of things. So I think those are really good. I would also recommend that you look at the kinds of technology that violate. Because high-tech, complicated, chitty-chitty-bang-bang type treatments have more places where they could violate. And a good example is the violation over at the Men's Colony, where they had one pump go out. One failure, one mechanical failure. I don't know if you have any idea how many mechanical things there are in the treatment train for a high-tech system, but there are a lot of opportunities. I beg your pardon? Feedback. Sorry. At any rate, I think that Harvey pointed out that you know, trying to collaborate with somebody is one thing, but I think preventive maintenance for me has always been the best thing, and the best thing you can do is to encourage people who are treating waste to do it in the most ecologically smallest carbon footprint, least complicated, lowest risk type of technology. And there are those out there. Pond system is a very wonderful one, for example, that, you know, doesn't have a whole lot of, it holds one moving part, you know. So those are the kinds of things that I think the board would find a lot of profit in terms of achieving your goal, if you would focus on those kinds of technologies that are most beneficial to the environment. Oftentimes people like pretty, small footprint, things like that, over the more important issues. So that would be one thing. So the decentralized treatment trains are very vulnerable, the centralized treatment trains. And the high-tech, if they're more high-tech they are, the more likely they are to. And the more expensive they will be and the more energy they will use. And I think your business model, I don't know if it's connected to your fines, but it seems to me that you need a certain amount of income from your fines to keep your operations going. I don't know if that's true or not. You don't depend on that. That's important for the public to know, because all of these fines are ultimately paid by the citizens. It's, you know, you would say, well, you're fining the district, but actually it's the citizens. So I think that's important to be aware of. And thank you for taking the time to listen to that.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Payne?
Good morning. I'm Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos. And I especially want to thank Daniel Press for his paying attention and asking questions, and I always appreciate it. I would apologize for that. Well, it was a December meeting of 2006 when you said, well, it's a lousy worded agreement, but I'll agree to sign it or whatever. I have to explain, I had no intention of ever signing that. I'd been to the meetings with Sato at a golf course, and I knew it was agreeing to have a cleanup and abatement. And the reason I kept asking for the paper, give me the paper, I'll sign the thing, I would have read it out loud into the record that I would have been agreeing to a cleanup and abatement fine, with the only thing I could have thought was the amount of the fine. If somebody forces a cleanup and abatement on me, I can then oppose the cleanup and abatement in the fact that I've got 20 foot of unsaturated sand between my leach field and the groundwater, which means there's nothing to clean up and abate. The sand's already done it. Last meeting you were here, thank you again. I passed out a sheet on the that's a 7L3 well. This was bringing out the fact that clear up here at the top of the page, that's 1 month before the ACL fine hearing, and the prosecution staff was alerted to the fact that that was an anomaly, as somebody told me, that was an anomaly. I call it a contaminated sample or a contaminated well. Whether it was accidental or whatever, nobody knows. But the fact is, I was passing those out along with another sheet that showed 3 or 4 years of averages. In this the last particular year here, this thing right side up, yeah, here, was 2006, August of 2006, the average for all 30 wells. They added two more for that year. There was originally 28 for a long time. That average was a half a milligram over maximum drinking water standards for the average of all those wells. My point in all of this is probably less than 1% of the money I've spent on copies of these things. I've probably got a half a dozen copies of this whole book that I made and passed around for people to know that this whole thing is based on fraudulent data from illegal test wells that were not sealed properly, and they were re-drilled, some of them, 12 of them, were re-drilled in the same hole and sealed properly, at which time the nitrate started coming down. You can see over here when this well was first drilled, it was less than 5 milligrams per liter. That shows you the contamination from an unsealed well. That's the reason they're illegal. That's the reason this whole thing is not based on science. It's based on fraudulent data from illegal wells.
Can you wrap up your comments, Mr. Payne?
Oh, okay. The fact was that when I was passing these out, Mr. Thomas stopped me from passing them out. I hope everybody got a copy of those three sheets that I was trying to pass out last meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Payne. We're done with this agenda item.
If I could just address one comment from Mr. Barrow as far as the fate of penalties. We don't live off of penalties. The penalties go either to supplemental environmental projects or to the cleanup or abatement account. And that's an account the State Board keeps for emergency and other funding purposes. So they don't go to our staff.
Okay. Mr. Dugan, we don't have comments on the closed session. The time to have done that, if you had wanted to, would have been during public comment. But there's nothing to comment on.
I may interject that, according to the Bagley-Keene Act, I can comment on the closed session items. And specifically, if you look at the Attorney General's guidelines or how they state how it should be done, that I should be given opportunity to speak on closed session and anything that is agendized.
I just disagree. The items are closed session items are noticed for closed session, which means they're internal
but if
confidential
you read the Attorney
items,
General's
then I also want to say that the items you listed that you want to discuss are litigation items, and it's not appropriate to have an open session discussion
but
of
I can make comment I should
parties.
Be allowed to make comment on those closed session items according to the Attorney
let me
General.
Just complete my sentence that
okay.
they are litigation items. The parties that are party to those litigation to that the litigation that you wanted to comment on have not been noticed of any opportunity for public comment, so it's not appropriate to have you have those kind of comments without those other parties.
And I would beg a difference. That is, it's on the agenda.
Okay. Well, Mr. Dugan, we're not.
We're running through this Bagley-Keene Act violation again, and.
I understand what you're saying. Based on the advice of our attorney, we're not having public comment. We're not having comment now on the those closed
then
session items.
I should ask that they get a clarification from the Attorney General's office on this, because there is guidelines on this specifically.
Okay.
I have studied it.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
we're going to break for lunch, and we will be back. How much time do we need?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We're going to have to clear the room. We'll have closed session in here, and we'll need to get the attorney on the phone.
Okay.